Time has a weird way of speeding up and slowing down all at once when you're grieving. It had been 89 days since a sniper, I believe it was an order member, took Desmond from us. It felt like an eternity, and no time at all had passed. In all that time, he'd never come out of the pendant to explain himself. Not once. My heart skipped a beat every time I walked into the precinct. My mind liked trying to trick me into thinking that I'd see him again. He would be sitting in his office waiting for me, or some other officer who needed help. However, the only time I saw his face there anymore was on the wall of fallen officers. He hadn't carried a badge and gun like the rest of us, but Captain Beach had lobbied for him to get a photo on the wall. "I'm going to solve this, Des," I whispered to his photo as I stood in the hall. I could feel eyes on me as I addressed his portrait. I pivoted slowly to find Captain Beach standing behind me. "I don't mean to interrupt," she said, in an uncharacteristically soft tone. "But do you have a minute, Trenton?" "Yes, ma'am," I answered. The words felt almost robotic as I followed her through the bullpen and into her office. "Close the door," she instructed. My palms grew sweaty as I eased the door shut and sat across from her. I could see a case file sitting on her desk with the label obscured. The captain folded her hands over the folder and said, "I wanted to check in with you, see how you're handling things."
"I'm fine," I replied.
"Desmond was murdered right in front of you, Esri. I most definitely wouldn't be okay if I were you."
"He's not the first person I've lost," I answered, averting my gaze.
"I know you lost your mother when you were young."
"Really, Captain, I'm fine. I've got Jackie, my dad, and fiancé that I can lean on, and the best place for me to be is right here, doing my job, like he'd want."
She leaned back in her chair and regarded me in silence. Once upon a time, I would have shrunk under that gaze. I could still remember the feeling of having my badge and gun taken from me 9 months ago in this very office. The tiny hairs on the back of my arms stood on end as nervous energy bubbled just below the surface. A hint of strawberry wafted up to my nose, signaling my magic was ready to lash out at whatever was coming for me. I clenched my teeth, forcing my power back into check.
"I appreciate your dedication to the job. That's why I called you in here."
She uncovered the case file and turned it to reveal Desmond's name.
"I'm afraid we've officially classified his case as a cold case."
"No, Captain, you can't," I protested.
"I'm sorry, Trenton. Without any leads to go on, we've hit a dead end."
"Have they reviewed the video footage from the bank?"
"You know they have," she answered.
"What about the bullet? They recovered it, right?"
"It doesn't match anything in the system." "I'm sorry. Unless you have any new information that you haven't already shared with the detectives assigned to the case, I'm afraid it's out of my hands."
I opened my mouth to protest more, but closed it. I'd told the officers assigned to the case everything I could remember right after it happened. Even so, that didn't mean I didn't have more information to give them. I hadn't gone combing through my memory of that day. Part of me wanted to believe it was too painful to relive, while another piece insisted that I didn't need to go that route, because Desmond would show up and fill me in on everything. That hadn't happened, though. Maybe it was time to take a trip down memory lane.
"There's nothing else," I finally said, and stood.
"If that's all, ma'am, I should get back to work."
"Here, take this to the records room, would you?"
She passed me the file, and I held it tight. I could feel the bulge of a thumb drive inside.
"Sure thing."
I retreated to my desk and grabbed my jacket, pocketing the drive. I had a stop to make before it, and the file ended up in records. Jackie appeared, carrying two coffees.
"We have a case?"
she asked as I breezed by her. "I'll explain on the way," I answered.